This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, the International Olympic Committee plays hardball with softball. But first, 3 years ago this week, a dozen students at Texas A&M University were crushed to death, and more were maimed when a giant log bonfire they were building collapsed. For nearly a century, the Aggie bonfire has symbolized student resolve to vanquish their arch rival in football, the University of Texas. A&M students have, by tradition, built those bonfires themselves. After the collapse in 1999, school administrators banned the bonfire entirely, citing safety and liability concerns. But the students are refusing to let their tradition disappear. NPR's Wade Goodwin has this report from College Station.
Drive east out of Austin, and within 30 miles, the geography changes from the open hill country of central Texas to the piney woods that signal the beginning of rural East Texas. As you approach on Highway 60, suddenly on the top of a hill, there appears an enormous concrete structure towering into the sky. On the side, in huge maroon letters, the words Kyle Field are easily read from miles away. It's the football stadium. On game days, the field is surrounded by members of the Aggie Corps of Cadets, seniors in military uniform, tall brown leather boots, silver swords at their sides. They, like all the other Aggie students in the stadium, will stand for every second of the football game. No one sits down.
First down and 10 at the OU 40. McNeil drops back out of the shotgun. He's got time, and now he's going to throw deep, and he's got Porter in the end zone. And
touchdown!
He caught the ball! He caught the ball. It's a touchdown by Porter. He had all the time in the world to throw the ball, and he did.
Whoa.
And Porter caught it and stepped out of the end zone.
That's
and the official right there on the spot said touchdown.
That's big time ball, Dave.
Wow, it runs the clock down.
Fifteen miles away on 50 acres of private land that somebody has donated for the cause, Aggie students in hard hats are clearing out thick underbrush. They are here in defiance of the university's wishes. These students call themselves the Unity Project, and they are building a big Aggie bonfire.
It's somewhere about 50 foot by 50 foot square on the ground and then 10 to 15 feet high. So nothing compared to the old one, but at the same time, it's going to make for a very large fire.
Luke Cheatham is the leader and organizer of the Unity Project. A senior majoring in civil engineering, Cheatham has an affable style and a soft North Texas accent, but he looks you hard in the eye when he talks to you.
Well, you know, I'm a senior, and a lot of our leadership is seniors or fifth-year seniors or the older classes that were here in 98, 99. And basically, before we get out of here, we want to be able to pass down something to these guys, the younger classes, who haven't seen anything and haven't gotten to experience what we've experienced.
Clear.
Every tree, and there will be hundreds before they're through, is cut by hand with an axe. The chainsaws are for the small stuff only. Although these are young men in their prime, this is exhausting work. They take turns with long-handled axes that are honed razor sharp. But of course, the work and the pain are the point here. The tradition at Texas A&M has always been that if you really care about something, you work for it, you invest yourself, you're willing to suffer some. 21-year-old junior Dion McInnes, majoring in business, explains why he's out here in the woods every day after class.
I get to come out here, earn some buddies, earn some friends, feel good about myself when I go home and know that I did a lot. It's just, I don't know, you get a good feeling when you go home after putting in a hard day's work doing something for your school like this.
I came from Oklahoma, didn't know much about bonfire before I came here, and I came here and it was gone.
Brad Brock is a sophomore.
I hear the old Army stories, and I hear, you know, people talk about what they went through and what it meant to them. I'd like to experience myself, so that's why I'm out here.
Although a state university, Texas A&M has always had a strong military identity. Until the mid-1960s, it was all male, and military training was compulsory. To this day, Texas A&M produces more military officers than any institution save the academies themselves. Tradition and loyalty have always been at the heart and soul of this institution, and the tradition, for more than 90 years, has been that Aggie students build a big bonfire before the Texas game. Luke Cheatham.
Bonfire has always been, it is the students' tradition. It's ours. It's not the universities, the administrations. It's not their tradition. It's our tradition. And basically all we're doing is taking it back. I mean, they can say, well, we don't support it, but, you know, the students don't care about that. We don't care what Cindy Lawson, a public relations person sitting behind a desk all day, has to say. We care what the students want and what's in our hearts. And what's in our hearts is to build this thing.
But there are plenty of other Aggies that care very much what Cindy Lawson has to say. She speaks for Dr. Robert Gates, the president of Texas A&M. The memory of all those students being crushed to death is still very fresh.
For anybody who was here and who had to live through that, and I'm one of them, let me tell you, there isn't one of us that ever want to see that happen elsewhere off campus.
The bonfire collapsed because the Aggie students changed its design in the mid-80s. It went from a teepee design built around a strong center pole to a wedding cake design that towered 6 layers high. In the post-mortem of the collapse, structural engineers judged it inherently unstable. For a university that prided itself on being an engineering school, it was an embarrassing slap in the face. After months of agony, studying different bonfire design proposals, talking to lawyers and insurance companies, the administration reluctantly banned bonfire. Jack Perdue, a graduate student in computer science, understands why. He lives across the street from the field where bonfire used to be built. Perdue was there in 1999 and stood and watched, horrified.
You know, it was pretty tragic that day to wake up to the sound of helicopters flying all overhead and find out that, you know, just right across the street, 12 of, you know, your fellow students, and we're all Aggies here, we're trapped beneath a pile of wood.
Before the accident, Perdue says the Aggie bonfire was a sight to behold. Tens of thousands of people gathered around a stack of wood containing 7,000 trees. The team and the band were there, everyone sang. Each class had their different yells. He says, like many others, he especially loved the moment when they told the story of the last core trip, the journey that every Aggie makes to heaven after death. He says that's all over for him now.
It used to be a fun experience to go there, and it was a nice family gathering of the Aggies. It brought a tear to my eye every year that they tell the last core trip, which is a ritual they do it towards the end. And then they follow up with the singing of the spirit of Aggieland. And that was always a real good feeling, and I don't see how that can be a good feeling in the future.
Going the right way. Keep going, Dion. Keep going, buddy. Keep going.
For the hundreds of Aggie students out here in the woods, continuing the tradition of the bonfire is the very definition of honoring their dead. They believe that every student who died on that stack in 1999 would want bonfire to continue. And so they struggle, large pine trees on their collective shoulders, past the mud, stumps, and cow patties.
Cover down, grab a bite, one, two, halfway up, three, four, all the way up. All right, y'all got it? Down there, stump in? All right, y'all good?
Yeah.
Come this way, follow me.
Tomorrow night at dusk, thousands of Aggies will gather around a giant pile of wood and in a whoosh of diesel fuel once again proclaim their burning desire to beat the hell out of Texas. The Aggie Yell leaders, the marching band, and the football team will not be allowed to attend. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, College Station, Texas.